אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Shalom Australia. My name is Rabbi Paul Lewin and I'm the rabbi of the North Shore Synagogue in Lynfield, Sydney.
Rabbi, thank you so much for talking to us here on Shalom Australia on SBS Radio. I would like to talk to you about Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah 5882 is, we are almost there, is around the corner, Monday evening, 6th of September. And most of us under lockdown in Sydney and in Melbourne. Perhaps we'll start talking about what does it mean to have Rosh Hashanah in a lockdown?
It's very difficult, to be honest, and I'll explain to you why. Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year, and as such, it is a time of families gathering together to have special meals, to eat special foods, for example, dipping apples into honey, and to wish each other that God should bless us with the New Year. It's also a time of going to the synagogue and involving ourselves with prayers. We believe on Rosh Hashanah that God is judging us. And us gathering together as a community, we hope that God will bless us as a community rather than worry about us as individuals. So having no shul, synagogue for Rosh Hashanah is certainly a challenge for us as Jews and us as a community. And certainly has have us rabbis up late at night trying to create programming that is meaningful for the community at this time.
So what do you advise the community? How should they celebrate Rosh Hashanah?
There's two parts to Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, it's the prayer services in shul, in synagogue, but it's also the celebration at home. The challenge for us for this year is to transform our home into a synagogue. What I mean by this is that we have to as a community, have to become the cantors and leaders of the services within our own home. So my suggestion would be is to have a decent mazor, which is the prayer book for the high holidays, as well as to have download information about the festival and reflections and inspiration for this holy day.
Unfortunately, a lot of people don't have a big family at home. Rabbi, you are blessed with 7 children and they're all at home, so you can really have a celebration. But what do you advise people that are not living with their children or they've got adult children or all the people that are lonely and alone? What should they do to cheer up and celebrate and feel the atmosphere of the Jewish New Year?
So that certainly is a challenge. It's kept me up at night trying to be creative. And a lot of the things that we've been thinking about is based around those members of the community who are going to be alone or just as a single unit, like a couple. So I would suggest as follows, is that for part of the rituals of the festival is around food. And that's to make sure that even if I can't be around other people, that I will run my table and my festival meal the same way as I would in a normal year. What I mean by that is to make sure that I have the traditional round challah, round bread, that I have my apples to dip into honey. If it's a couple, to wish each other happy, Shana Tova. If it's someone who's on their own, I would suggest as follows, is that to organize, for Orthodox Jews who can't use technology on Yom Tov, is to have a pre-Zoom or pre-Yom Tov call-in. And that is something that we're planning to do as a synagogue for our community.
We're talking to Rabbi Paul Lewin, the rabbi of the North Shore Synagogue in Sydney, and he's also the spiritual leader of Masada College in Sydney. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Rabbi, can you please remind us of the significance of Rosh Hashanah, of the Jewish New Year? We are talking about 5,782 in the Jewish calendar. We are moving from 5,781. What is the significance of the festival and what are the rituals?
First of all, the date 5,782 is based on the Torah. So the Torah describes the creation of the world in 6 days. And according to the Jewish tradition, on that sixth day, Adam and Eve were created. They ate from the tree of knowledge. God judged them. and determined what would happen to them. And we believe that the first time an event takes place, it has a spiritual energy that flows throughout generations. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of the creation of Adam and Eve. It is also the anniversary of their sin and them being judged. And so Rosh Hashanah has a dual nature. On the one hand, it's the birthday of the world, the story of creation. On the other hand, it is a very serious day because it's a day of judgment. And in the same way as Adam and Eve stood before God, and God had to decide whether to allow them to continue, which he did, so too his descendants are judged. And this is what we believe. So the 5781 of the Jewish calendar is 5,780 this year, two years from the creation of Adam. And then we have the six plus the 6 days. As Jews, we are very confident people. And we believe that that even though we are standing before God in judgment, we believe that we'll be successful and be best with a good year. And thus developed a number of customs and rituals around us. For example, that we have a round challah, a round bread, which is shaped in like a crown, this idea of crowning God King of the world. So we have lots of sweet foods and then pray that the year will be filled with sweetness. So these are the rituals that take place in the home. In terms of the liturgy, we have verses which speak about crowning God King of the world. So the question is, why is that so important? Why do we need to crown God King of the world? And the answer is to remind ourselves that there is a creator, and therefore by definition, a purpose to what is going on. The reenactment of this coronation of God as King of the world is one of faith, but also gives us a sense, a sense of meaning within a chaotic world.
Rabbi Lewin, another question that I wanted to ask you. Shofar, listening to the shofar and blowing the shofar is very important in Rosh Hashanah. Now, what are we going to do about the shofar in a lockdown, and why do we blow the shofar?
So the first part is, why do we blow the shofar? It's for a number of reasons. So the shofar is a ram's horn, and it is a core of history. It is a sound that we first heard at Mount Sinai with the giving of the Torah. It is the sound of the entrance into the land of Israel, and is the sound that will be heard when with the ingathering of the exiles at the time of the Messiah. So it is a call. It's the call of history. The shofar is also the vehicle of prayer, and according to many authorities, it is the message of the shofar is an alarm. It's a wake up call to wake up from our slumber and repent, and a call to repentance. And one final point about the shofar: the shofar almost sounds like a trumpet. And links again to the theme of coronation of God King. What do we do now in the year of Corona? So there's a couple of options. Number one is everyone should learn how to blow the shofar and blow from their own homes. The other thing is that if we can get some sort of permission from the government to allow us to blow shofar publicly, that will be amazing. But if we can't get that permission because of the health orders, then unfortunately this year many people will miss out on this beautiful mitzvah.
Yeah, it is a pity. We wish all our listeners to look after themselves and be well. And we'll get over this corona, this pandemic as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is rule number one. As we know, Judaism teaches the principle of pikuach nefesh, that sanctity of life takes precedence. When we're living in a global pandemic, and it's a deadly pandemic, we have to be responsible, and to our community as a whole.
Rabbi Paul Lewin, I'd like to take the opportunity of wishing you Shana Tova and Gmar Chatima Tova.
Thank you, Nitza. Shana Tova, Gmar Chatima to all your listeners, and Shalom Australia.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.